Welcome to Business Today with the MBA on Money Radio WPSE. My name is John Cray. I'm the President and Chief Executive Officer of the Manufacturer and Business Association, and it is my pleasure to welcome Jezri Friend to today's program. Jezri, if you would please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thanks, John. Glad to be here. So my name is Jezri Friend, and I've been with the Manufacturer and Business Association for just about 3 years now. My role here in government affairs is I advocate for our members for pro-growth and pro-business policies. We do that a number of ways by providing legislative luncheon opportunities for our members to meet directly with lawmakers. And we've done that at every level, from state representatives to row-level officers in the governor's administration, and even more recently, presidential cabinet officials, so and everything in between. Other ways we do that, we provide timely updates to our members on things going on both at the federal and the state government. And we take specific issues that we know we can have a voice on and advocate those to legislators and try and provide an education for them on how these laws affect our members, the business community, whether it's something positive that is, you know, desperately needed for the members, or something that's coming down the wings that could be a serious detriment to their business operations, and let them know, hey, you might want to slow down just a bit. This might not work out so well for the business community.
We're so fortunate to have you on our team and really excited to have you with us here today. What we'd like to do is talk about a few things, in particular, some of the items you've been working on for quite some time. Others have been more recent, predicated on the COVID-19 activity. So with that is kind of the groundwork. Association-sponsored health plans, a big part of the Manufacturing Business Association for many, many years. If you would please share with the audience a little bit about what is an association-sponsored health plan.
Sure, John. And yeah, association health plans are amazing. If you're a small business specifically, this has rung true for all businesses the last several years, last decade, is the rising costs of health insurance for employers. And specifically, smaller employers, those with 50 or less employees, have been hit the hardest. What an association health plan allows a business to do is to aggregate together with other small businesses, and they're able to purchase health insurance the same way a large business currently does. When they aggregate together, it's able to spread across the risks, lower premiums, and actually have more attractive, better plans. So it's a win-win for everyone. It's a win for the employers to lower some of those costs. It's a win for the employees to have better coverage. So that's what an association health plan does.
Okay. And to follow up on that a little bit, so those employers that have 50 and fewer, the way in which the carriers write that business is very different than a larger company. And to your point with the association health plans, when the group comes together, they can leverage much of that size in much of the same way.
Sure.
And historically, I know that has been a big part of the association. If you would, tell us a little bit about the MBA's role when it comes to providing association health plans over the years.
So the Manufacturer and Business Association actually offered association health plans for about 50 years before the implementation phase of the Affordable Care Act. At that point, the Affordable Care Act added new restrictions on how healthcare policies are implemented, and it pretty much stripped the ability to allow association health plan to work in its true essence. It could work in name only, but how carriers write the plans, it provided no benefit to the employers. So with that, our plans went away, as did many plans across the country. Something to be noted, since the AHPs were discontinued, right out the gate, 25% of small businesses providing health insurance for their employees were no longer financially able to provide this at a benefit. And that number has grown significantly. And to note, small employers, they account for a substantial share of the U.S. Employee workforce as a whole, making up 47.5% of the country's total employee workforce. So when we're saying those being disadvantaged, this is not a small amount of people in our country. It's almost half. And almost half of all those who go to work every day are paying more for their health insurance than those, the other half, who might work for a larger employer or a state government a position.
And again, the value of a company offering health insurance, vision, dental, if possible, those are critical factors for member and business companies in the area. So they continue to look to us for those needs. The association, as we know, continues to offer discounted dental, vision, workers' comp, Medicare assistance, those sorts of things. But when it comes to association health plans, this is a critical item that we've been putting a lot of time into. Mm-hmm. Literally, we're coming up on our 2-year anniversary of that effort. As we know, sometimes these things do take some time, but it's such a critical issue for our members and for the businesses throughout Pennsylvania. Can you tell us a little bit about what happened 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago, that has created the potential opportunity to bring association health plans back to employers in Pennsylvania and primarily through the MBA?
Sure. Well, in December of 2017, the Trump administration proposed a new rulemaking procedure to allow association health plans happen again nationally. We took every step and precaution to make sure once these were made available, we would also be able to provide this to our members. Going into the end of 2018, we were operating under the assumption that was going to happen. Unfortunately, the Pennsylvania Insurance Department interpreted the rules differently, and their interpretation wouldn't allow a cost-saving benefit. At that point, we decided to step in and say, what can we do to make this happen? We had personal conversations with the Pennsylvania Health Insurance Commissioner, Jessica Altman, face-to-face, and said, these are how our plans worked in the past. She agreed, hey, your plans aren't an issue, it's these other plans. We said, great, we agree. How do we get to that to allow these to happen again? At her suggestion was, well, you really need to go the legislative route. And that began a long process with that. Good news, after a lot of bumps in the road and some changes and adaption and a lot of two-way communication that I believe is very positive, we are at an extremely favorable position. Just before the end of the session, the spring session we just ended in June, we got to a position where we have bipartisan support with mutual agreeable positions. We fully expect that our association health plan bill that we helped write, and I want to give a quick shout out to Representative Valerie Gatos out of Moon Township down the Pittsburgh area, and Senator Michelle Brooks up our way in Crawford, Mercer, and Erie counties. They've really been our champions for association health plans. Those two legislators have been hitting the ground running on this and have been huge advocates to make these a reality for our members, but also for all small employers across Pennsylvania. With that, the legislative session will begin back up in September, and we have some verbal assurances that this will be a priority for the legislative session, and we do believe it will be fast-tracked this fall. So we're very excited about that.
One of the things, Jezri, that I'm very familiar with is obviously we're very fortunate to have those two legislators as sponsors of the legislation. The amount of time and effort that both they, their staff, and you and our staff has put into communicating not only with them as the sponsors, but communicating with all the legislators throughout our membership footprint. And that's one of the things that makes us most excited about this opportunity, hopefully coming up here in September. Can you help our listeners with understanding how far-reaching the support has been beyond the two sponsoring legislators, but some of the others that have gotten involved and that sort of thing?
Sure. You're right. The education component was large. Many legislators didn't understand how it worked or how there was a benefit. Once you explain it, it just kind of seems like, oh, yeah, that just makes sense. It's a very common sense solution that helps everyone. It provides quality plans. Our current piece of legislation allows for all the essential health benefits. There's bipartisan support. And that's the encouraging thing is when you mentioned the far reaching, we have leadership in the Senate from the Democratic Party as well as the Republican Party at the highest levels. Both supporting this legislation as well in the House. And that's why we're so encouraged that this back and forth conversation has been very fruitful. And that's why September is looking very optimistic. When they see the hard numbers that on average, small employers pay over 18% more than their large employer counterparts, it just doesn't make sense why it's so unfair. These are not, you know, the corporations of the world. These are your local small town employers who sponsor the Little League teams. They know their employees. They probably went to high school with them. they know their families, and they want to do what's right by their employees, and we want to do what's right by our employers to give them this opportunity.
Great, great stuff. And again, a critical component for any employer. So we've covered the historical, what is an AHP, where have we been, what role has it played, what role has the association played in bringing association health plans to the employers throughout the state, as well as what efforts have gone into bringing those back once again. Jezri, can you tell us a little bit about what our listeners, whether they're MBA members or other business owners, what should they be looking for? What's coming up? What should they be seeing in the next few weeks?
Yeah, we'll be putting out a notification to our membership, but anyone is welcome to join. We welcome you to join this. First week of August, date to be determined, we will be doing an informational webinar, which will be provided both myself, and we're waiting on a confirmation of a couple guests, likely a legislator. And the purpose of that webinar is to strictly provide more information on what an association health plan is, kind of the history, more detail that we went into, how specifically it'll help you as an employee, or as an employer, I'm sorry. And I want to say this isn't limited to those with less than 50 employees. Those with more than 50 employees will also be able to join these plans and be able to spread out their risk even greater than their current situation, and it'll likely provide a very good cost-saving benefit to them as well. And in that informational piece, you will also get instructions on what you can do to help. There's a very important role that the employer is going to be able to play to make these a reality. This is definitely a team effort. There's no way we could do this on our own, and we've had such a great response for many of you, our members, and those listening right now already. If you want to find out more information about that and you maybe miss the notification, which should be going out in the month of July, you can contact me directly via email at the letter J, friend, FRIEND, at mbausa.org. You can also get our contact information on our website at mbausa.org.
So the next question is, they know what to be looking for. Part of our responsibility is to help to educate them to understand what can they do, what role can they play. And as we know, now when we contact the legislators, we certainly have their ear. They enjoy working with us because they know the information is going to be accurate, it's going to be timely, and that sort of thing. But there's nothing more valuable than actually hearing from a business owner, hearing from their HR person when it comes to the challenges that they're facing to provide specifically affordable health insurance that has a good plan that their employees can leverage. So part of what we're going to be working on over the next few weeks, and what's going to help us to get this across that finish line, mm-hmm. is going to be to engage and include you, the business owners, you, the HR person, up to and including the employee who's feeling that Absolutely. Squeeze. Can you tell us a little bit about what the MBA is doing to prepare our listeners, and what sort of action items can our listeners plan on being a part of?
Absolutely. So a couple things. We have informational pieces, should you want it or need it, to help better understand it or help your staff understand it. We'd be more than happy to provide that. Two, and most importantly, is to reach out directly to your lawmakers. And there's a couple ways you can do that. One of the ways we traditionally help our members, and even this is a side of just the issue with association health plans, is to provide a way for you to interact directly. We can set all that up. We can schedule all that and do everything on your behalf, and for you to reach out directly and say, hey, here's the issues we're having. Here's how our health insurance costs have increased over time, and here's where we're at now, and we really need this help. We would love to work with you to schedule that and set that up now. And more importantly, and even easier for you, is we will be doing an action alert, and we'll be doing probably more than one. And with that, is it's very easy. All you have to do is you will click on a button, type in your name, and a pre-written script will populate. And that pre-written script is also able to customize to your story. You can simply click send, and it'll send to your legislators, or you can add additional feedback and really customize your story, and it'll go right to your legislators. That is the most important piece of this to get it over the line. As much of a good relationship we have with these legislators, they constantly ask me, I want to hear from those in my district. And they more often than not genuinely care about what the businesses in their districts have to say, what they're feeling, and they're very responsive to it. So please, I encourage you, when you see those notifications go out Please participate. If you would like more information about it, please reach out to us and we'd be happy to assist you to make that more, much more smooth transition and easy on your end.
Jisri, thank you so much. Again, a lot of good information via a great medium, a great format. Again, please continue to keep your eyes and ears open for more information to follow. I would like to thank you so much for joining us today. So on behalf of the Manufacturing Business Association and our partners at Money Radio WPSE, thank you for joining us for Business Today with the MBA.
We invite you to join us on August 8th at 12 noon for our next episode of Business Today with the MBA on Money Radio WPSE.